I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Detroit, Michigan. Come along and join me for a visit with Dan Foco, Interactive Marketing Manager for the Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau. Foco shares his insights into the new world of marketing and promoting a major metropolitan destination, utilizing social media tools such as Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Dan, your job didn't exist 20 years ago. It's an amazing shift in our world where energy is focused today versus print or magazines of 20, 30 years ago.
Social media was not around. However, public relations has been around for years. So what I always say is that social media is what public relations is, just online. And so getting that earned media, representing a company, and so we do that online and try to do it to the best of our ability while talking to other organizations, other people who are, you know, not necessarily just within a certain demographic range, but who are really all over the world.
I think one of the most dramatic shifts going back 20 years versus today is the immediacy, the instantaneousness. On the other side, the temporariness of anything that you push out and promote on social media.
You know, a good example of that actually is quite often I'll do what's called social monitoring or social listening. And it's really just looking through your feed or looking at specific words, hashtags, searches to get an idea of what your community is saying about you. So I was looking through the other day, and it just happened recently, and a celebrity came into town. And one of our attractions, the Motown Museum, had recently posted it on their Facebook page. The celebrity was there. They took a picture of him, and they put it on their Facebook page. And I happened to be looking around. You're talking about immediacy. In social media, you know, you see something like that, that's social media gold. So you share it right away, which is what I did. And people were reacting to it almost instantaneously. And then you see your likes, your hearts, all of that increases. Then your comments start to increase, your shares start to increase, and then you get global kind of awareness, or at least regional.
One question has to do with return on investment for your energy expended. And it's one thing to post on Facebook or Instagram that, quote, goes viral and goes around the world. But how do you quantify it? Is it trackable and translatable into call to action?
ROI is rather difficult to quantify, to figure out how to capture ROI. And the best way that we do it is to be able to look at different mediums or different analytics based on whatever we're trying to promote. So,
you're saying it could shift from promotion to promotion
Absolutely.
Give us an example. Practical example of how that might work in reality.
You could be promoting an event, and events come in all shapes and sizes. And maybe if you're looking at an event and you're trying to figure out how are we going to get people to attend the event, you want to promote the event. Maybe depending on the quantity of your promotion or the frequency of your promotion, that might tell you that when you look at the day of event activity or engagement, that might tell you how successful or maybe not successful you are. You know, I got another example when I used to work for a healthcare system. And
In Michigan.
I was actually in Detroit. And we did something that was called a live Twitter surgery feed. Live Twitter surgery. And so the ROI for that was, you know, first of all, it was a surgery. And then we would go in as marketing and social media people would go into the operating room and give you a live step-by-step update of what's happening. And then I guess if you have somebody who's listening on social media, who sees what's happening, and then talks to the doctor, gets more information, and then finally has the surgery, you've got ROI.
It's a literal call to action.
Yes.
I know it's not a simple answer, but what works the best for you? And give us some examples in one case what A might work and the other B, of how you communicate. For example, there might be times when Twitter might be more viable than Facebook.
So in social media, if you're not going to go the route of advertising, if you're going to try to do it without using ad dollars, then you try to get the most engagement, get the most people, get your loyal brand ambassadors behind you. And the way that we've done that is we have photo hashtag. And the hashtag is Depict the D. And so the D is Detroit, and Depict is we're saying we want you to show us what Detroit looks like through your lens. So people take pictures, and they hashtag those pictures with Depict the D, and then we share a picture basically daily. And so
you pick your favorite one that came through.
So, well, it's a combination of, yeah, picking some of the most beautiful, the vibrant pictures, but then differentiating and making sure that we're showcasing all parts of Detroit. You know, we're not just showing you that Detroit has some great skyscrapers. We've got an island in Detroit. We've got Belle Isle. We have a Riverwalk. We have access to great museums. So it's showing the diversity of the location. And then, you know, with that hashtag, right now, you know, we have over 31,000 photos. So it's also creating a photo library.
Talk about Facebook for a moment and in which ways it is valuable and useful to you.
Facebook's valuable because you have the ability to, with Facebook, it has an algorithm. So you're able to promote the destination. And then the people who are kind of interested in the destination, people who are getting the great information, it'll kind of curate to them. And so once they're interested, once they're excited about what we're promoting, then they'll start to like and share. And then there's a big snowball effect. So having the ability to, for lack of better words, go viral in one platform, in the biggest platform in social media, really gives you some great leverage to whatever you're doing with the destination or showcasing your product or your place.
And roughly how many people follow you on Facebook?
We're close to about 15,000 right now on Facebook.
And in any given post, say an attractive one that catches people's attention, how many people might like it or respond?
We're getting anything between, you know, probably at the low end, you know, 30 likes, and we're going up to over 100 on a post. And it really depends on what the attraction is, what the post is, because we can have, we had Red Bull come in recently, and they did a skateboard competition in Detroit's Hart Plaza, so that got a lot of interest. A lot of people were really excited about that. You do something, especially in the summer, that relates to the riverfront. We have events like River Days. That usually gets pretty exciting because it's a great family carnival atmosphere. So there's all kinds of great pieces, and really depending on the event, the Grand Prix is another big one. And that one, you know, you get, not only do you get car lovers, you know, people who are really interested in the sport itself, but then you get family-friendly people.
How do you use Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram is really, so Instagram by nature is a photo sharing platform, and that's exactly what we're doing, is we're highlighting the different parts of Metro Detroit, and we're showcasing, you know, what's going on. And 90% of what we're showcasing on our Instagram feed is what's called user-generated photographs or material, user-generated things.
So if I post something on my Instagram account and I tag you guys, you'll see it, and then you'll re-Instagram it.
Yeah, most likely. 9 times out of 10, you know, you post something, you know, great, you tag it with Depict the D, then we're going to, you know, share your great photo, because we want to make sure that people are seeing what Detroit looks like through your eyes.
In a way, you have this cadre of little photographers out there, and they're doing your work for you in a way you never could, because they're seeing through a different lens.
Yeah, you figured out our secret. But yeah, having those ambassadors on our side really is incentive for both parties, because you want to be able to be featured on, you know, our Instagram, which has, we're over 30,000 followers on that. And then we want you to be able to capture some of the images that we can't physically, because we can only physically be in so many places.
So let me give you an example. A couple hours ago, Henry Ford Museum, they tweeted me or Instagrammed me, and they asked me if I had a great historical image that I wanted to share. And so I tweeted back or Instagrammed back
exactly,
my picture of the DC-3.
There you go.
Would you have seen that?
Yes.
Even though you're not at Henry Ford Museum?
Well, the only reason I would have seen that is because, you know, I would go to either their page, or I would, maybe if it had a certain hashtag and we're following that certain hashtag, or if it comes through the feed during the time that I'm looking at. Those are probably the three ways that I would have seen it. You know, another thing is if we're tagged in it. So if they tagged Visit Detroit as opposed to Depict the D hashtag,
then you would have
gotten a mention or a notification.
Dan, you got to go back to work, I think.
I think too.
Yeah, it's been great, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share.
Oh yeah, I appreciate being a part of this, and you know, it's a great opportunity to just dive into a little bit of what's happening in the social media sphere.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. It really is. For further information for listeners that might want to follow and might want to learn, a website and Facebook name.
Well, most of our handles on social media are Visit Detroit. So you can always check on whatever Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever platform you're on. But then the two places I would say to get more information about Detroit, visitdetroit.com is the number one place to look for things to do. And then our blog is a fantastic resource. And that blog is blog.visitdetroit.com. And again, if you need anything else, you can always reach me. I'm on social media as well at Dan Fualco on Twitter or other parts. Last name is spelled F-U-O-C-O, F as in Frank, U-O-C-O. Feel free to reach me through email too, dfualco@visitdetroit.com.
Dan, what a pleasure.
Oh, it was a great time. Thank you so much.
The Underbit Detroit-style techno music was performed by Michael Carlin. To learn more about Michael's music, log on to soundcloud.com/Michael St. Patrick. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Detroit, Michigan, where we've been visiting with Dan Fualco, Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau Interactive Marketing Manager.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning.
This knob is loose.
Wait a minute, which is the switch to get it out?
Master
it. Okay, there. What is the real dope on the cortex bond problem anyway?
Oh, you find yourself with...
Don't let it get above 4.8.
Look at this.
Cut my son.
What if you put a dual display and punch two up?
Yes, you can see two at once. When you see three, punch a third and you'll see the numbers green.
Yes.
So it's best to go back to two.
Okay.
And really, if you get an accurate reading...
I don't see any dissolution here at all.
No, you haven't... Don't let it get above 4.7.
Here, I'll bring these back down a little bit. Yeah, I seem to be overloading.
Well, you should put... You should, instead of...
There it is, about 4.6 now, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, but dissolution occurred at 4.5.
Oh yeah?